Welcome to the Red Rage. We are back. You want in 654-7627. Georgia Johnny, Ron, I've got to admit, is sort of funny. Every day he hits me with this Georgia propaganda, this Clemson hatred. Yeah, listen to this, though.
Entertaining you.
Yeah, he is. It actually is. You know, listen to this. He writes me at 3:38 and says, "Well, were you aware that Clemson is 1-7 against Georgia in the last 32 years? I wrote, LOL, Johnny, keep working. He writes, "I'm retired. I'm also omnipotent. I do like your show, and you are one of the very few people who know sports like I do." That's from Johnny.
There you go.
I'm starting to like Johnny. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Walt. How are you?
Good, David. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Well, I got to tell you something that's funny. My son, he's a senior this year, and he's playing football, and he's a Florida State fan. I don't know where this came from. he's loved Deion Sanders, and he's, you know, watched old clips of Deion. And so anyway, we're going to the Florida State Clemson game this year. A friend of mine got us tickets, so we're going to actually go to Tallahassee. I've never been to see a game there, so we're excited about that. I hope it turns out bad for my son, but back to the call earlier, we were talking when I heard the Florida State fan talking about. I'm just saying, stating the obvious, there has to be some depth at Florida State to where I think they have to be a team that starts winning 8 and 9 games a year, where the guys who are, you know, on the bench are almost as good as the starters. You just can't have one recruiting class and be able to play all year with injuries and that kind of thing. And to kind of make my point, I went and watched Clemson when DJ played as a freshman with Powell, Amari Rodgers, and all those guys to throw to. Well, last year, most of the season, he had 3 offensive linemen down, nobody to throw to.
Right.
I'm just saying, you got to have depth to compete week after week. And I saw an interesting stat. In 2016, when we won the national championship, we had 7 games where we won by 7 points or less. Right. You just got to have depth to grind and get through it. So I just don't think Florida State's deep enough yet to compete with, the stronger teams like Clemson down the stretch for 4 quarters. Now, I could be wrong, but I'll take it off the air. Yeah. What you think.
Yeah, thank you, David. Appreciate the call. Good job. You know, no, they're not. Florida State's not where Clemson is. Florida State's trying to rebuild themselves. Now, the one thing I will say is that Florida State has an advantage on – versus had they been forced to do this in the past, is that they've made great use of the transfer portal. You know, that didn't exist in the way it does today in the past. So that helps a rebuild because they know the pieces they need and they just can go out in the marketplace and get them. And I think to a degree they've been able to do that, and that's how I think they have been able to improve their depth. This is the most depth they've had on the offensive line. Now, losing the Lyles kid hurts them, but this is the most depth they've had up front in a long time. Again, they're not – to be clear, they're not in any position to be thinking about beating Clemson or NC State right now. This is not where they are. But I think where they are is – I think they're good enough now to maybe beat BC and Wake Forest and compete against Louisville, that type of thing. I think those teams in the middle of the conference, when I look at the totality of the rosters right now and having watched Florida State's camp this year, I think they are better than those teams now. I think that's where they've gotten to. Now, again, I've been somebody who's killed them every year. Every year I've heard this nonsense about all their talent and all their 5-star talent. It's been flat garbage. A lot of that has come from other coaching staffs, too. But it's just been garbage. They just haven't been talented. Just like Miami. They just haven't been talented. The stuff every year that I would hear about Miami was just laughable. It was utterly laughable. The stuff about how great their defense was and how great Manny Diaz was and what a great defensive mind he was and all this crap was just laughable. And, you know, and I think that you look at where these teams have been, and where they've been is they've had none of those dudes. There have been no war daddies. These schools used to breed them. These schools used to breed them. Texas 617 is asking what happened between now and a few weeks ago. Well, I answered that already. I think I just answered it. I think that I see signs in their strength and conditioning program. They look different to me. They just do. They look different than they've looked in the recent past. So I think that they're improved. I think that they're going to be better at the line of scrimmage. I think they're going to be able to compete better up front on both sides than they have in recent years. And that's where they've fallen apart. You know, I knew it when they started recruiting guys like Eberle. I told Knowles fan then that, you know, look, dude, if you're recruiting guys like this, you have fallen off the wagon. You are no longer a legitimate team, because that guy should have been playing at like Yale. And, you know, and there was just too much of that. And you could argue he was actually one of their better offensive linemen, but their offensive line had disintegrated to the point that they were the worst Power Five offensive line in America. They couldn't block Ramona. I mean, I have it on film somewhere. I can't remember which game it was, but there was a game in which, in a pass protection situation, pocket pass, all five offensive linemen tried to cut the opposing defensive lineman, and all five whiffed. They all whiffed. All five. All five were on the ground, and the opposing defensive lineman just went straight to the quarterbacks. Complete jailbreak. It was like nothing I've ever seen. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen on a football field. Everything about it was wrong. They were fat. They were slow. Their technique was terrible. Everything. And that's what they've been. They've been terrible since they won a national title. They've been awful. Just garbage. They have factually been as bad as Duke. They have factually been as bad as Duke. And people kept wanting to say, no, you know, this is the year. Look, they have a lot of talent, you know. No. I mean, I've picked them last before. But when I watch their camp this year, it's obvious to me, in looking at them, the eye test, that they look different. That for whatever reason, they had a great offseason in strength and conditioning. And they look different. And therefore, again, they're not where Clemson is. And they're not where NC State is. But are they where Wake Forest is without Hartman? Are they where BC is? Are they where Louisville is? I think the answer to that is yes. I think that the arrow is up. I think Norvell is the guy. And look, he has to accomplish certain things this year if he wants to be the coach next year, because those people are not going to be patient, but they are jacked up, and the fans are back involved. I think there's life with them. The season ticket sales have been going really well. I think all of a sudden there's just a different feel about them that I have not seen in years. So I think they're heading in the right direction. And if I'm right, then I think, you know, I don't know when the time frame will be. Maybe 3 years from now, Florida State might be a national factor again. It might take that long. It might take that long, but it's baby steps. So I'm not, again, to be clear, I'm not looking at Florida State saying, woo, wow. No, it's none of that. This is, like I said, this is the 2 a.m. barroom call, and there are three, and all that's left are ones, all right? And so I'm taking the three. I'm taking the three. I think the three's headed in the right direction. Tester asked, what do you ask? Where are you seeing stuff from their camp at? Are there online articles and stuff similar that Jason Priester, et cetera, writes? No, I don't. No offense. I mean... And Jason does a really nice job, but no, all the stuff I see is just watching videos, and you know, I watch their spring game, I watch videos, and I make my own interpretations of it, and I think that's where they are. So, I have Georgia fans who are trying to get rid of Erickson. Offensive line. I'm not sure why. What do you ever do to you? What do you ever do to you? I don't know. Again, they're not back. They're nowhere near back. But could they finish third and win seven games? Yeah. Again, look, I was worried about a losing streak. I was worried about a team that suffered an early season loss, damaged their confidence, that kind of thing. Now I think, like, those games against BC and Wake Forest, which are home games for the Noles, which I thought might go against them, I now think will go for them. Tessie asks, is this the easiest Georgia schedule you've ever seen, Walt? Pull the Georgia schedule up, Ramona. I don't remember looking at the Georgia schedule in quite a while, so we'll take a look at that. Let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. No one does it like Gilstrap. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. Gilstrap is the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roof, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. As I said, they've helped almost everybody here. Ramona had a leak 9 years ago. It hasn't leaked since. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing. The Gilstrap difference. Serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935. Family-owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. 5-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. 864-269-1232. 864-269-1232. Or online, gilstrapproofing.com. You know, I just saw a text pop up.
Yes.
I said, well, whatever happened with Eric Gilbert, the then LSU all-world tight end from a couple years back. And, you know, we've talked about this. I realize people listen at different times, but he's now part of the Georgia tight end room, and he's ready to play for the first time really ever. I believe he had some mental health issues that have been resolved, and I'm glad for him. Let me tell you something. When he came out of high school, he was the number one tight end in the country, and he showed flashes that first year at LSU. I mean, he made plays that I haven't seen many freshman tight ends make. Now, he wasn't always consistent, but the ability was there. He's basically just vanished since. There were conversations about him wanting to be a wide receiver. He had apparently remade his body into more of a wide receiver role. And now I think he's ready to take on the tight end role. But you know, Georgia and Monken believe he's a polished pass route runner. And they may call him a tight end, but they could well detach him and play him like a wide receiver like they play Bowers. I think this is the year you see Eric Gilbert really emerge at Georgia. So he's part of that tight end room at Georgia, and that's the best tight end room I've ever seen. They have four guys who are legitimate talents, and the Frosh is as good as Bowers. I mean, at the same period, not now. So I'm going to be fascinated to see what Monken does. You know, Monken the other day was joking about the fact that, hey, look, we have to play some wide receivers. We just can't play tight ends, or all our wide receivers are going in the transfer portal. And there is something to that, but trust me, he's going to play all those tight ends because, you know, he knows they're an enormous advantage. It's a problem. If you have, you know, 250-pound athletic tight ends that you can detach, those guys really can't be covered. And this tight end room at Georgia is the best I've ever seen, ever. In all the years I've done this, all the years I've analyzed talent, it's the best tight end room I've ever seen. So it's a good question because basically Eric Gilbert has disappeared. But I think this is the year he returns. And it's going to be fascinating to see how Monken uses all those tight ends in personnel groupings. Joe from Virginia, I'm coming right to you. Don't go anywhere. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break. You're up first, Joe.
Save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Garrison Expo Center at Clemson University. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region from five major brands at up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Over 40 spas will be on display and immediate delivery is available. Show admission and parking are free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Garrison Expo Center at Clemson University. Visit SpaExpo.com. That's SpaExpo.com.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man, and I have exciting news. We are now open at our new location in Greenville. Not only will you be able to get the made-from-scratch pound cakes you have grown to love at our Clemson location, you will also find delicious deli food from Clayton's Deli. Hot sandwiches, cool salads, soups, and more. Don't worry, the Clemson location will still be here on Old Greenville Highway. We're just making it easier for our Greenville customers. Come see us in Greenville at 1628 East North Street and tell your friends. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
It's time for fall football in the South. Imagine watching the game from your stone paver patio, sitting around a cozy fire. Carolina Fresh Farms has everything you need to create the best outdoor space in the neighborhood. Natural stone, pavers, fire pits, outdoor fireplaces, and all the tools and supplies for your project. With 7 locations in South Carolina, visit our website at carolinafreshfarms.com to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist. Go Tigers!
It's time to be proactive about underage drinking. Here are a few helpful tips from the Forrester Center for Behavioral Health in Spartanburg. Understand that your child is growing up. This doesn't mean a hands-off attitude. As you guide your child's behavior, also try to respect their growing need for independence and privacy. Lock up and keep track of alcohol in your home so it's not a temptation to underage youth. Underage drinking isn't a rite of passage. It's against the law. Visit theforrestercenter.org today for more resources.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. 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 Reese's.
The countdown is on. 24 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. Brought to you by your Clemson and Anderson area KFC locations.
Hand off Shipley. Shipley bounced off one tackle, bounced off another. Finding his way to the end zone. Did he get it? He did.
Wow.
Touchdown.
What a second effort.
We are the flagship station for Clemson athletics. 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The undisputed sports talk leader for the Upstate.
Let's go now, you learn.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Lots to get to. So much to get to. You know, and people are asking me about the continuing the SEC evaluations. I will. I'll get back to that on Monday. I don't want to break it up over the weekend again. We've only covered two teams so far, Tennessee and Florida State. And next up will be Kentucky, but we'll cover the whole SEC, I promise you, and we'll get all that done next week. There'll be more college football discussion all day, though. Joe from Virginia. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt? So I didn't hear everything you said about Florida State. Are you bumping them up to 6-6, or what are you doing, like, total wins?
I think that to be third in the ACC, you're going to have to win at least 7 games. So I would say 7 or 8.
I don't know when they play Wake Forest. I guess you would make that a win without Hartman, right?
Right. That's a home game for Florida State, one I had some doubts about anyway, and now with no Hartman, I think that tilts Florida State.
Would that be enough to keep his job?
Yes.
Seven?
Yeah, because I think that there's a feel now for the first time at Florida State, even amongst the fans, that they actually are headed in the right direction. So as long as they see, you know, a bowl game and just better overall play, I think that'll help him. Now, if he wins 5 games or less, I think he's definitely done. Because there's no patience there right now. But I think this is the most excited I sense the fan base has been for a number of years now.
I mean, I hope the guy succeeds. I kind of like him.
Yeah.
I think he's a decent guy.
Yeah, I do too.
He does a good job.
We've had him on the show before. He's that was like back in the earlier days, and you know, and I think he was a little like almost gun shy on air, but he seems to be really happy and excited again, and that's the first I've seen of that with him at Florida State.
I think I asked you this, Walt, and forgive me if I have. Are you high on Baylor or no?
I mean, look, I think Aranda's a really good coach, and I think he's doing a really good job, and they conceivably could win the Big 12 again. But I think they do have some pieces to replace. Thornton, the 4-2 wide receiver, is gone. They lose a couple of really good players from that defensive secondary, and they lose their two top running backs who had combined for like 2,000 yards rushing. And so I think there are some pieces to replace there. I think the quarterback can play, and I still think they're going to be a factor, but there are some. They have some tough challenges. OC too. They have the return game at BYU.
Yeah, and I think they lose to BYU, but I think they beat Notre Dame. If I'm not mistaken, Baylor plays Notre Dame. I think on the neutral
BYU
field.
Plays Notre Dame. I don't remember Baylor playing Notre Dame. Maybe
I might have mixed that up in my mind. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah. If BYU plays Notre Dame, which I think, you know, yeah, obviously they do. I must have switched those. Notre Dame's going to be favored, but I'll pick BYU by 10 points at least, 10 to 14. I think they're going to smack Notre Dame, quite frankly. I think that quarterback is going to be the difference.
Well, look, I think Hall can really play, and that's why I actually have BYU in my top 10, and they're my ultimate dark horse playoff team. You know, coaches don't have BYU ranked, but I think BYU's really good. They went 5-0 against the Pac-12 last year. I think that proves how good they are. And they have a brutal schedule. If they win those games against that brutal schedule, I think it's going to be hard to leave them out of the playoffs. I mean, they play Arkansas out of the SEC. They play Oregon at Oregon out of the Pac-12.
Yeah.
They play Notre Dame in Vegas, and they play the defending Big 12 champion. So if they were to win all those games and run the table, they're in the playoff. I don't see any way you can keep them out. If they run, they'll try and keep them out, just like they tried to keep Cincinnati out.
And I'll leave you with this. Well, I don't know if you saw the little back and forth with Calipari and Stoops.
Yeah, I haven't got to that yet.
I hope he, maybe I could contribute to stirring the pot. I don't know. I'm sending like anonymous sources from Lexington that Calipari is like just going to take his money. You know, they ran off Bear Bryant. I hope they can do the same thing with Stoops, because I'm sure are tired of him. You know, if he could just go somewhere, like, I don't know, anywhere in the United States. That would be great for me.
Joe's trying whatever he can to get rid of Stoops Ramona, so he clears them out of Kentucky, so Kentucky stops beating South Carolina. I see you working there, Joe. It's pretty good.
Because you know, and I know, when he leaves, they're going to suck again. Yeah,
they are.
You know, let's be frank about that. And quite frankly, he's gotten some other people too, not just us. He's gotten Florida a few times.
That's right.
And I think he's going to get Florida again. So. Yeah. I don't know what we need to do, but we need to do like some sort of cyber thing, game talk, because we need to get him out of Lexington. Yep. But appreciate it all.
Thank you, Joe. 100%. I see what Joe's trying to do there. Look, in case you missed it, John Calipari basically said multiple times, we're a basketball school. You know, we're always going to be a basketball school, and, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but this is the gist of it. He said that, you know, a place like Georgia and Alabama, they're football schools, but we're always going to be a basketball school and that kind of thing. Okay, first of all, why on earth would you make that statement? Why? Why would you so disrespect your football program and the job that your football coach is doing? I just fundamentally do not get it. All for one, one for all. Why would you feel compelled to, I guess we're in this world of self-identification where you've got to identify what you are, apparently. So Calipari felt compelled to identify Kentucky as a basketball school. Do you know why he felt compelled to identify Kentucky as a basketball school? Because there's hardly been any friggin' evidence of it now for a long period of time. That's why he felt compelled. He felt compelled to identify Kentucky as a basketball school because there has been no tangible evidence in recent times that Kentucky still is a basketball school under his leadership. Honestly, I don't know how he's still employed. I don't get it. Guy views Kentucky basketball as like his personal vacation. It's like he owns the university. I mean, is that guy still putting in the work that he used to? Clearly not. He is not. And the results have been equally clear. That program is in decline. You know, I don't get it. I can tell you this. There are a lot of other coaches from the past that they would have fired by now with what Calipari has done. I don't get how Calipari just has a free pass every year. What has he done? What has he done? So now he's got to remind people. The reason he has to remind people that Kentucky is a basketball school is because Kentucky wins in football. Kentucky's more relevant in football now than they are in basketball. And Mark Stoops has done that at a basketball school. But I just don't get it. I don't get why, when you're the basketball coach at Kentucky and you have another coach who's excelling and doing an amazing job at a school that has never been about football, why you just don't celebrate him, and why you're not, you know, in cahoots with him. I don't get why you would feel the need to publicly state that your university is a basketball program except for your own failures. Thoughts, Ramona?
I just don't like him anyway, and it just seems like more of him.
It is more of him. I mean,
he's just always like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's an ultimate narcissist, and
yeah, all he cares about is himself.
Right.
I mean, that's just how he's always been.
But this
doesn't shock me.
But this is something that I just don't get it. I don't get why you would do this, other than the fact that what's happening is he knows his program has been a pedestrian by Kentucky standards now for a long period of time, because they have, and he just doesn't want anybody else to get credit at his university, because, again, he should be celebrating the job that Mark Stoops has done. You know, I mean, he could have said something. You know what? He could have said something like this. He could have said, you know, I always thought we were a basketball school, but Mark Stoops is starting to turn us into a football school. You know? I mean,
yeah.
You could have said something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
that wouldn't have been him.
And you could have said, you know, he's just done an amazing job. You know, so we're now both a football and basketball school. He could have said that. He could have said that.
No, that would have taken the focus off of him, though.
But instead, you know, he's trying to redefine the university as a basketball school again because of his own failures. That's the world we live in, though. You want another example, Ramona? I saw this yesterday. Devin just sent me this. You remember T.O. with I Love Me Some Me?
Yes, I'm always going to remember that.
Yeah, we have that in the files too.
Yeah, I love me some me.
The T.O. I love me some me. Guess what other receiver loves him some him?
Well, who?
Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown is not playing.
He's still playing.
No, he's not playing. No one's gonna bring him on board. I mean, you're gonna be really desperate to bring him on board. I mean, no. So here's what Antonio Brown said.
What'd he say?
He has regrets about.
Well, he's not playing anymore. Right. He has plenty of regrets.
Right, and so he has some regrets. He has some regrets about the way, you know, his life is gone, and he wants to better himself, and has some regrets about past issues. So Antonio Brown was asked about his biggest regret.
Oh no! What's his biggest regret?
Said my biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker, or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet, or throwing rocks at the UPS driver, and it doesn't involve me doing a victory lap around Jet Stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live.
Wait, don't stop.
Okay. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like me, something like that. Oh, like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
Oh my goodness. I've heard it all now.
Oh my God. It's like almost too good to be true. You know, we have all these insane things that athletes have said, but this guy
comparing himself to Jesus and the Beatles.
He's Jesus and the Beatles. His biggest regret is that he didn't get to see himself play live.
What in the world?
Oh my God. My biggest regret in my career, and by the way, listen to this laundry list. This is just a few of the things he's done. My biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker, or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet, or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. It definitely doesn't involve me doing a victory lap around Jet Stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I can watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for you all to see something like that, like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
Oh my God.
This job is like the gift that keeps on giving, because there are people like this out there every single day. Just make my job that much easier. Welcome to the Road Rage. Quick break.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Save up to 50% on a hot tub or swim spa at the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Garrison Expo Center at Clemson University. Browse the largest display of hot tubs and swim spas in the region from five major brands and up to 50% off. See swim spas in action offering exercise, therapy, and fun all year long. Over 40 spas will be on display and immediate delivery is available. Show admission and parking are free. That's the Hot Tub and Swim Spa Blowout Expo this weekend at the Garrison Expo Center at Clemson University. Visit SpaExpo.com. That's SpaExpo.com.
Summer is here. No one wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. It's time to get that belly fat under control, get those muscles toned, and get that alpha feeling back in the bedroom. Come get your testosterone up and that weight down today at Low Country Mail. Our concierge plans are simple. For $220 a month, we include all your medication, testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. We are offering 50% off on Wegovy. Wegovy reduces the urge to eat, and the results are amazing. Make man men again. LowCountryMail.com.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flatweed shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Bennett Equipment is the Upstate's premier independent local construction equipment rental and sales source. With locations in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Seneca, the lineup of Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders is sure to make you a winner. Takeuchi is built here in the Upstate, so don't settle for less. Choose the best with Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Bennett Equipment, 22 years strong in the Upstate. And remember, if you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Clemson fans know that teamwork is the key to a big win. At Hood Construction, their cohesive team of nearly 100 employees are committed to working together to make each commercial construction project a success. When they're not working hard in the office and in the field, you might find them leading an association committee, volunteering at a local charity event, or shucking some oysters at their annual Low Country Boil. They are Hood Construction. They're proud of what they do, and it shows. Visit them at hoodconstruction.com to learn more. That's hoodconstruction.com.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be a challenging task. The George Coleman Ford team strives to change that. Perhaps that's why their online reviews and multiple Ford President's Awards speak volumes. And with new inventory arriving monthly, you can find the vehicle you've been looking for or have George Coleman Ford order one for you. Never any hidden fees or phantom charges at George Coleman Ford. Plain and simple, old-fashioned, honest business. The best is found in Traveler's Rest. George Coleman Ford.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, you good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just that often back from San Antonio with the radio blastin' and the bird dog on.
Walt Dimtula writes, the text line is on fire, Ramona, about Antonio Brown. I'm going to get to some.
Can you believe that?
I'm going to get to some in a little bit. I mean, it's just.
How do you even say stuff?
Dude compared himself to Jesus.
I know. Do you even hear? I mean, really and truly, when you speak, do you hear it when it comes out? Or are you tweeting it? Do you read it over before you hit send?
Yeah, teams are going to be anxious to employ Jesus moving forward.
I mean, good night. And he regrets that he didn't get to see himself play.
Yeah.
That is
his only regret.
Not getting kicked off and not playing.
His only regret
anymore.
Is that he hasn't got a chance to see himself play live like we all have. Like we all have.
How wonderful it must be for us to see. To see him play. Great it must be that we got to see him play.
You know, imagine trying to coach that dude. You know, imagine trying to coach a guy who thinks he's bigger than Jesus.
I know. That's the thing.
By the way, speaking of people who think they're bigger than Jesus, back to Calipari for a second. You know, I'm looking at
not much better.
Right. I'm looking at his record, right? And again, this is at Kentucky, as he correctly said, the basketball school. He finished tied for second in the league last year. The year before, he finished eighth. He went 9-16 at Kentucky, which should have got you fired right away. In 2019-20, finished first. But other than that, in the league, he finished tied for second the year before that, tied for fourth the year before that. You finally have some firsts or tied for first back when you go to 2016. He hasn't reached the Final Four since 2014-15. That's the last time he reached the Final Four. He's lost a minimum of six games every year at Kentucky, going back to 2014-15. I don't know how he's still employed, quite honestly, with that resume at Kentucky. I don't know how he's still employed. I really don't. I mean, he essentially, he's not done squat since 2014-15. And at a basketball school, John, like Kentucky, it's amazing they let you continue to collect money and work. Because honestly, I would have dumped this guy by now. I would have dumped this guy by now if I was at Kentucky.
I'm shocked they haven't. I mean, he's out. He's not useful anymore.
And now he's just
a big pain.
Right. And now with what he said,
I
just think that's damaging to the university. It's damaging
sure
to
it
Mark
is.
Stoops and the football program. And look, if Mark Stoops now, as Joe suggested, if Mark Stoops now says, you know what, stuff your friggin' basketball school. I can go anywhere I want and do this job, and then does, man, is Kentucky going to take a loss? Because Mark Stoops has been one of the 10 best coaches in the country, and the job he has done coaching football at Kentucky is just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. In fact, let me just look something up here. You know, I have said this forever, and I'm not alone. And talking about what Kentucky football is and what Mark Stoops has done as well, and the job that he has done at Kentucky is, again, when you consider the fact that Kentucky has been a basketball school, the job that Mark Stoops has done
That's what makes it all the worse.
Right. And
look, I'm doing this, and you're sitting over there just living off your has-been name.
Yeah, exactly.
And doing nothing and expecting to get everything and say that to me.
Exactly
or about
right.
Me.
This is not giving me what I want. So I'll get to that in a little bit. Let me get to Rory. Rory, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Great show so far.
Thank you, Roy.
I've always enjoyed everything you talk about, and I was really digging the snake talk, and you were talking about your dog, Odin, having a specific snake bark. Well, my cat, Romeo, has a cat meow when he sees a snake, and it's like no meow that I have ever heard. Now, like when he wants in or wants his treats, I know those meows. But when Romeo sneezes, sees a snake, he trips. I mean, he flips. He wants me to come out and get it. He'll pull me by the shirt to come out. Well, about 2 years ago, Romeo had alerted me about a snake and never did find it. Well, then I'm in the yard and my son and grandson are over. And my grandson has had numerous operations and about fearless. But my grandson seen that snake. He was only about 7 or 8. And he cried like a little baby. I mean, this whined. He was scared to death. And all it was about a 7-foot black snake. But it was a big one. And I could see why he was scared. And I just never forget how he cried and would run away from that snake. I'd never seen a kid run that fast. He ran. I mean, but and then you were talking about, I heard you and Bengal John mentioning alligators in Louisiana. Well, I have a uncle that you may know. He used to live in Fripp Island. And he'd tell me, Rory, whenever a little dog disappears, there's always one answer. And I said, Ted, what's that? Gators got him. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Thank you, Roy.
Love the show. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Roy. Roy with the Wild Kingdom update. Mark Stoops last year won 10 games at Kentucky, went 10-3. The year before, that was COVID year, went 5-6, 8-5 the year before that, 10-3 the year before that, and going all the way back to 16-17, 7-6 both years. So basically, all he does is win at Kentucky. He's won 4 straight bowl games. Won the Citrus, the Gator, the Belk, and the Citrus. 4 straight bowl games at Kentucky. 4 straight bowl games at Kentucky, which is amazing. And he's been to bowl games 6 consecutive years at Kentucky. Amazing. I would suggest to you that he has far outcoached John Calipari as a football coach, the basketball coach, given the tradition that Calipari speaks of. A tradition that he, quite frankly, is not upholding. And again, I don't know why he's still there. I just, for the life of me, I honestly, Ramona.
I'm with you. I don't know why he's still there. They just leave him there.
Well, in a real sense, think about this. You look at the Antonio Brown comments think, okay, we don't know why he would make those comments, but that's Antonio Brown. In a real sense, the Calipari comments are actually far worse.
Oh, of course they are.
There's no rationale whatsoever for him to make those comments. I mean, why on earth, what would compel you to basically denigrate your own?
Unless he's got some sort of jealousy thing going on.
Clearly.
Because, or to grab attention where he's not getting any anymore.
Well, I think what it is I think he has come under criticism for Kentucky's failure since 2014 and 15.
He should.
In basketball, and he should.
But I think
that he's taking it out on the wrong person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think it's sort of embarrassing. We have a ton of things to get to. Ramona, do you have, before I get to any of that, let me give you a couple of updates. I've been told that the Stilato injury, in which he was carted off, looked serious. That apparently the leg was immobilized. I don't know any more than that. The Bo Collins thing concerns me far more. Even though I don't know any idea the severity of his injury, but he apparently has a shoulder situation. There's nothing, no lower leg, nothing that would indicate there's anything wrong with his legs, etc. So it appears from what I've been told, that it's a shoulder situation. I don't know how long that means he'll be out. But I do know this. I know that he needs to be on the field to play for this football team, because I'm getting concerned that here we go again with the receiver stuff. I'm starting to get worried about that, especially because, you know, Bo Collins was not available in the spring. You know, and I'm concerned about the chemistry issue. Now, I know he has a chemistry with DJ that goes back to high school. I'm not just talking about him now. I'm talking about the receiving group as a whole. You know, this is the time that you need to be developing chemistry with these guys. And every other day, this guy's out and that guy's out of that group. And that worries me. You know, I don't want a repeat of last year. You know, there wasn't a chance to continue to develop chemistry in the spring. And now you've got, you know, Collins out and EJ Williams out and you know, everybody knew about Randall and, you know, and Stilato out again. And I hopefully that's not as serious as people seem to be suggesting to me. But you need to develop quarterback chemistry with the receivers. And I don't know when it's going to happen. I'm just not sure when it's going to happen. You basically run out of time. And yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about that. A little bit concerned about that. I'm not sure where we are in this process. I want all those receivers to be out there and to be developing chemistry with your starting quarterback, DJ Uiagalelei. You know, when they can't go, you know, you had Ngata in the yellow shirt for a few days. You have the Collins thing. You have EJ. You have Stilato. I mean, you know, somebody's got to catch these passes. There's got to be some chemistry development. And I'm just concerned about the amount of time that you have, that you've had and have. Let me tell you about Engineered Sleep. Engineered Sleep's a fourth generation mattress manufacturer. They sell directly to you, so you end up saving hundreds of dollars. You cut out the middleman. You go right to the source where they make the finest beds on earth. They only make and sell their own products. They use premium materials that won't break down and or sag over time like so many mattresses do. Their sale process is simple, interactive, not like regular mattress stores. They offer free delivery and takeaway if you live within 50 miles. Use code WCCP for 10% off, which can save you up to $475. Call 866-244-0898, 866-244-0898, or visit EngineeredSleep.com for more info. Better sleep, rest assured. If you're mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep. It's the place to go get your mattress locally. Look no further. Every mattress is made in-house. Their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping so simple. Every local mattress order is delivered to your home, set up for free. Buy local, buy direct, right from the manufacturer. And sleep is the most important thing you can do for your health. It affects you mentally, physically, emotionally. Get better sleep. Mattress sizes twin, twin XL, full XL, queen, king, cow king, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. Tell them I sent you. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With their maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. They take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key.
Their plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic on septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/sports. Ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
Fossil fuel prices are skyrocketing. Take advantage of a free and renewable energy source. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems tap into the stored solar energy in your yard to save you up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. Get a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% tax credit from South Carolina. Blue Ridge Electrical Co-op customers can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water Furnace, the reliable renewable.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
School is back in session, and Buff City Soap in Clemson and Greenville has the perfect gift to thank a teacher and start their school year off right. Treat them to a gift set with foaming hand soap, laundry soap, bath bombs, body lotion, or shave bars. They're handmade, free of harsh chemicals, and full of nourishing plant-based goodies to make your skin happy. Shop Buff City Soap, Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson, and the shops in Greenridge in Greenville. And be sure to follow them on Facebook for this week's updates and specials.
Landscaper Supply, the Upstate's premier Toro equipment dealer and leader for outdoor landscaping and lawn care, has moved and expanded their Easley store and added Ace Hardware. They're at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway and featuring Toro lawn equipment and now an Ace Hardware as well. See their other locations in Greer, Simpsonville, Greenville, and Piedmont online at landscapers-supply.com. The relocated and expanded Easley store at 6420 Calhoun Memorial Highway. Landscaper Supply.
Keeping track of your teenager's whereabouts can help deter underage drinking. Here's some helpful tips from the Forrester Center for Behavioral Health in Spartanburg. Ask the 5 W's. Where are you going? What will you be doing? Who's going? When will you be home? And will there be alcohol? Your teen will be more open to honest conversation if they feel you're asking because you care, not because you distrust them. Underage drinking isn't a rite of passage. It's against the law. Visit theforestercenter.org today for more resources.
Tremel and Mills Law Firm has a lot in common with Clemson.